Let's switch it up. Let's talk some NBA basketball with our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at AlexKennedyNBA. You can now read him at HoopsHype.com. Alex, congratulations on the new gig.
Hey, Alex.
Hey. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Alex Kennedy, as we get ready for the All-Star announcement tonight, obviously a lot of Jazz fans on the pins and needles waiting to see if they get any players in. What's the likelihood they get one guy in, and is there a chance that both Rudy Gobert and Gordon Hayward make it?
I mean, I think both certainly deserve to be in the conversation. Gobert has really had a breakout season. He's been excellent, I think, on both ends of the floor. You know, we all knew what he could do on the defensive end, but not only has he had the strong defensive contributions, but he's gotten better offensively and, you know, become one of the best big men in the NBA. You know, if there was still a center position, I think he'd have a really good shot. Unfortunately, now he's competing with all the front court players and, you know, a guy like Gordon Hayward. It's possible, but I think it's more likely that just one makes it, just because, again, there's just so many talented guys in the West, and they're competing with each other there. But, you know, they have to get someone in. This has been a team that's playing great basketball, and they're only a few games out of the third seed in the West. So it'd be shocking if, you know, they got snubbed and didn't have anyone.
Well, it's not just great players in the West, too. It's great point guards in the West. Is this just a coincidence, or is the league going to be continuing to trend in that direction?
Well, I think it's definitely trending that direction. I think now you see that point guards are being asked to do more than in years past. This is the era of the point guard, the golden era of point guards. My first interview with Hoops Hype was with Damian Lillard, and we kind of talked about that, how tough it is to be a point guard in the NBA today. And he talked about, you know, you don't really get any nights off. If you're playing a different position, you may have a few nights here and there where you're playing a guy that's not as good or, you know, a lesser player. But if you're a guy like Lillard in the Western Conference, you're basically facing a star player every single night, you know, up on the opposite end of the floor. And that makes it really tough to compete at an all-star level as a point guard because, you know, you have tough matchups. You're having to defend, you know, talented players every single night. It's not easy. So I think, you know, that's what makes it even more impressive when you see some of these star players, you know, guys like Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Damian Lillard, you know, the guys who can do it every single night. It's just so impressive. The guys that, you know, can carry their teams. But I definitely think that the NBA is going to continue to be that way. I think executives now look at the draft and say, okay, we need to find a point guard, or, you know, they look at free agency and say, if we want to beat one of these top teams, you have to, you know, have someone that can match up with a Steph Curry or a Kyrie Irving. So I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
Alex Kennedy's our guest, 1320K fan. Alex, let me ask you, as a national guy, when you think of the Jazz, because if you read a headline about it, I think the player they show when they're talking about the Jazz kind of varies. When you think of the Jazz, do you think of Gordon Hayward first, or do you think of Rudy Gobert? What's the face you associate with the Jazz?
I think of Gobert, to be completely honest. You know, I think in years past it would have been Hayward because he was a guy that did a little bit of everything. I think he was kind of looked at as a leader. But with the way that Gobert has broken out this season, I think that he's the guy that I initially think of as being the most important player there and the guy that, you know, is most valuable to that team. He's been huge on the defensive end. I think he's obviously the anchor there, one of the best in the NBA. It amazes me that teams still attack him. I know the Utah tries to funnel defenders, you know, into the paint. They try to push guys toward Gobert, but it just amazes me that, you know, you don't see teams settle for jumpers or, you know, not challenge him at the rim, but you still see it, even though he, you know, has one of the best percentages against players in the paint or at the rim. Teams still go at him for some reason. And then the way he's just, you know, improved his game on the offensive end, continued to be a monster rebounding, it's just been so impressive. I think he's probably the guy that I think of, you know, and maybe coaches see it the same way. I'm not sure. You know, I think coaches do respect Hayward as well, and certainly the Jazz are in a great position to have both those guys. You know, I think Gobert is kind of the guy this season that I think of. So, yeah, we're going to find out tonight what coaches think when they see the Jazz.
Jazz sitting in the 5 spot right now, just a couple of games, just a game back, actually, from the L.A. Clippers. Let's say those standings hold and the Jazz meet up with the Clippers in a 4-5 matchup. Does it matter just who has the home court advantage? I mean, would that determine the favorite for you, or could the road team win that series?
Honestly, I think the road team could win that series. Obviously, home court advantage is what you want to have in the playoffs, but those are two really good teams. But we've seen with the Clippers, you know, they've struggled at times in the postseason. They've had a lot of injuries. I think now you kind of look at their team and see that they have a number of guys that are somewhat injury prone. And that's unfortunate. I think we've all kind of looked at this Clippers team and wanted to see what they can do at full strength. But something always seems to come up. And I just think the Jazz, even though They're currently in the fifth seed. I think they're better than that. I just look at them, and I think they're better than their record indicates. I think we've seen there are some times when you look at the schedule and they've, you know, lost some games they should have won, but they've beaten some really good teams. And I think if the playoffs were to come and they were to focus their entire, you know, strategy and efforts on one team in a seven-game series, you know, I think they would be able to step up and play really well. I just think the Utah Jazz are really going to surprise a lot of people. You know, I think they don't get enough credit, and guys like Hayward and Gobert and, you know, even the other guys there, I think they don't get enough love nationally. So I'm excited to see what they can do in the playoffs. You know, I was hoping they would make it last year and be able to show what they can do in the first round there. But it seems like this is really the year. I think Quinn Snyder is a fantastic coach, too. And, you know, coaching is so important come playoff time. So that obviously factors in, too.
Is Quinn Snyder a good enough coach? Is George Hill a good enough of a teammate to keep Gordon Hayward around long term? Or how close of a decision will this be, in your opinion, for Gordon Hayward this summer?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I honestly don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of teams pursuing Hayward. I think he's really respected around the NBA as being a guy that can do it on both ends of the floor, as being consistent, being a leader. You know, he's a kind of guy you want as a cornerstone for your franchise. So certainly a lot of teams are going to line up and try to throw money at him. You know, I think the Jazz, obviously, they're going to have the advantage when it comes to the money and things like that and the familiarity. And I think if you're Hayward, you've seen everything you need from the Jazz. You have the core around you. They've done a really good job of being able to, you know, put pieces around him. And, you know, whenever I look at a guy that's, you know, coming up in free agency, I try to see what they'd be thinking, if they're happy, unhappy, you know, what the situation's been like. You know, we all look at a guy like Rudy Gay or DeMarcus Cousins with Sacramento Kings, and you could totally see why a guy like that would want to leave or why they'd be frustrated. You know, with Hayward, it's really hard to find complaints. You know, maybe if he has issues with the market or something like that, if he'd want to go to a large market, but he doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. I think that he's much more about winning, and certainly Snyder there and the core that's around him. It seems like, you know, they're a good enough team for him to stay, and they have enough potential, too. It's not like they're in a situation where their window is closing. They're only going to get better as they stay together and grow, gain experience, and continue to have that continuity and chemistry every year. So I'd be surprised if he left.
Alex Kennedy's our guest, 1320K fan. The team he's most associated with is the Boston Celtics. Now, rumors are emerging today that Jimmy Butler could end up with the Boston Celtics. Certainly the Knicks are trying to trade a guy in Carmelo Anthony. The Cavs need help. Do you expect any big moves coming up over the next month in the NBA? Are those a couple of names that you think will find new teams?
Yeah, I think you're going to continue to hear those names. Carmelo Anthony, especially. Phil Jackson, it seems, wants to move on from Anthony and build around Porzingis going forward. He wants to, you know, be able to kind of rebuild and go in a younger direction. I think some of the moves he's made has kind of made that difficult, especially giving Melo no trade clause and a trade kicker, 15% trade kicker, things like that. You know, certainly that's not going to make it easy to move him, and Melo has control over the process. He can choose, you know, if he wants to avoid the no trade clause or not. And that's kind of what he did to leave Denver and kind of force his way to New York. You know, that's why you're hearing teams like the Cavaliers, the Clippers, now the Celtics are being mentioned, because he has control over the process and he's only going to avoid it for certain teams. So I'm curious to see what happens with that, but I do think at some point he'll avoid that and move on, just because it seems like both sides, you know, he's been there enough time and he sees they're going in the younger direction. The Knicks, they seem like they're, you know, done with them, especially Phil Jackson. You know, he's really kind of made that clear and leaked stuff to the media, and it's kind of gotten ugly there behind the scenes. So I think Carmelo's a name to watch. Jimmy Butler, with the Bulls really struggling, you know, I'm not sure if they'll move him. Teams are certainly kind of circling Butler at this point, like vultures, and trying to pry him away. But, you know, he's obviously their franchise player. You know, he's going to be an all-star. So I'm not sure if they'll look to move him, but other teams are trying. It's kind of the same with DeMarcus Cousins. You know, I think they want to make a playoff push, but other teams are constantly calling. Those are some of the names I think you're going to hear. And then some lesser players, you know, guys like Ricky Rubio, you know, guys that aren't all-stars but are also be available. The Orlando Magic are talking to a ton of different teams. The Denver Nuggets. There's a lot of teams out there that are looking to make a trade. And certainly the Celtics will continue to be mentioned because they have so many draft picks, so many young players. They can put together a package for pretty much anyone at this point.
Find him on Twitter at AlexKennedyNBA. Read him at HoopsHype.com. Alex, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks a lot, guys. See ya.